Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, hour number two of the John Chuckery Show, getting underway. Thomas Mott in for John Chuckery, Dylan Matthews in for Jarvis Davis, and of course, Danny Lewis hanging out with us as well. We have the full crew because we need it. I mean, this is a crazy day in the world of sports, not just the Aaron Rodgers stuff, the Falcons injury news, the ESPN tampering with the Big 12, the Big 12 a cease and desist. We talked about that in hour number one. Whew! It's been an hour. I'm like already sweating through this. There's so much going on. Okay, here's the deal. Coming up in about 20 minutes, Dylan and I are going to go through, we both made a list, we haven't seen each other's list here, the five most exciting things about the 2021 NFL season. I have one Falcon thing in there. The rest are other NFL storylines. The five most exciting things for the 2021 NFL season. How did we do in our list? That's coming up here in about 20 minutes. Right now, though, we need to jump into the Falcons flyover because a lot is going on. Let's do it. Okay, so we reported yesterday to Flowery Branch, and we, meaning the Falcons, they're all there. They had a little bit of, you know, on-the-field stuff today. It really starts tomorrow, though. The problem is that they're dropping like flies. And when I say they're dropping like flies, they're dropping like flies. Start with this. Dante Fowler, he has been added to the Falcons reserve slash COVID-19 list, meaning he either had a positive exposure or a positive test. He's one of five Falcons, the only big-name Falcon you need to know about, who has been put on this list, but he will be out for at least 5 days and must now have two negative tests within 24 hours of testing positive to be able to come back to the football field. So, presumably, as long as he doesn't actually have COVID-19, he'll be out for roughly 5 days, and we'll see how much longer it is after that. Now, it's not the worst thing in the entire world, but it still is noteworthy and newsworthy to go ahead and day one have five players put on the COVID-19 list. All in all, 24 NFL players today, because they all reported to camp yesterday, were placed on the COVID-19 list, with 22 being of the result of a positive test. The biggest name, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, you remember, had COVID-19 last season and is also fully vaccinated. Other Falcon news, it gets worse. The Falcons officially, as of, what is that, an hour ago, went ahead and put Caleb McGarry, Matt Gono, and Deidrin Sinnott on the PUP list, the physically unable to perform list, meaning all three of them will not be on the field for the foreseeable future. Now, the problem with the new PUP list, as we talked about in hour number one, we don't know how long they are actually going to be out, because Michael Thomas, he's on the PUP list right now, the Saints wide receiver, he's out till at least week four, maybe even week seven, according to reports. We don't know how long, for instance, Caleb McGarry is going to be out of right tackle, because this is a fluid PUP situation where he might be out a month, he might be out 6 months. We just don't know, even know what the injury is yet. It just broke an hour ago, so we'll keep an eye on if they give us any sort of indication, but it is very, very interesting that Caleb McGarry starts on the PUP list. I would assume he's at least going to be out for, I mean, a month. I told Dylan earlier, like, the PUP list is not something you go on if you're out for a week. If you're out for a week, then it's just like he has a hamstring injury, he's out for a week. The PUP list is worse. So this changes the dynamic of the offensive line that already was missing Matt Gono, who I mentioned goes on the PUP list. That means that rookie Jalen Mayfield will slide over to right tackle, presumably starting tomorrow, and you'll see Josh Andrews as the starting left guard on what is now a makeshift in the making offensive line. So injuries, man, Dylan, you mentioned it. Goodness gracious. I mean, the injury bug has hit the Atlanta Falcons. It's not the end of the world because it's early, but still, you don't like to see this kind of stuff day one.
Yeah, it's annoying. I mean, you're right. If it was going to hit us, I mean, hit us now in the beginning so we can, you know, hopefully just get it out the way and get it over with. But goodness gracious, can we just stop it? Can we please just stop being injured? Like, I'm tired of my teams being bad because they're not healthy. I'm tired of my teams being mediocre because they're not healthy. I want my – if my teams have to be bad, if they have to be mediocre, if they have to break my heart, I want it to be by their own hand, not by the teeth of the injury bug, okay? Yeah. I'm just sick of it. But like you said, hopefully it's, you know, like you said, there's levels to the pup list, and hopefully Caleb McGarry can be maybe ready for week one, or, you know, even for the preseason game, maybe we can see him a little bit. So I'm not going to panic. I'm going to try and take a deep breath. Trying to keep my side of optimism and, you know, try to keep my silver lining in my right pocket like I always do. But it's hard out here, Thomas. It's hard.
It is hard. It is hard. And there is, let's just call it what it is. It was a rough afternoon for Atlanta Falcons as they're all up there at Flowery Branch. We're going to hear a lot more tomorrow as it's kind of an open media day. You're probably going to hear from Arthur Smith on all of these injuries. We'll get that audio, of course, on the station tomorrow. You know who also had a rough day? The Green Bay Packer organization. I really thought that Aaron Rodgers would speak to the media yesterday and kind of dodge a bunch of questions. Aaron Rodgers not only did not dodge questions, he went on the attack. He laid out all of the grievances that he could possibly think of with the front office in Green Bay. Take a listen to part of it.
That should be a natural part of the conversation. As that progressed from that point, nothing really changed on that front. So we got into March, and the conversation changed. As I felt like, if you can't commit to me past 2021... and I'm not a part of recruiting process and free agency, if I'm not a part of the future, then instead of letting me be a lame duck quarterback, if you want to make a change and move forward, then go ahead and do it. That obviously didn't happen. Like I said, it wasn't a draft day thing. There were conversations for a number of months leading up to that. Post the draft, I think what basically happened was then they said, you know, we'll give you some money now. Let's see if we can throw some money at you. I said from the start it wasn't about the money. Obviously, I didn't show up for the off-season program or mini camp. To me, it was bigger than this. It was about trying to be a resource for the organization that I care about and love so much. So when the money came at me, the other part is, the backstory to that is, you know, after the season, there was a part of me that did think that there would be conversation about an extension. You know, based on my cap number this season, next season, it seemed natural based on the way I played to at least have a conversation about it. It wasn't a conversation. Not until into May. And that to me seemed like an analogy that you guys understand. You guys have a fantastic year at work. You write some great stories. You go to your boss and say, I just had an incredible year. I think I deserve a pay raise or, you know, some security. And the boss says, yeah, let's just see how it goes. A couple months down the line, you get another job opportunity. You go back to your boss and say, hey, I got this amazing job opportunity. And say, whoa, no, we love you. We do want you to stick around. We do care about you. Just have the same feeling.
Yikes. I mean, yikes. If you're a Green Bay Packer front office, man, that is that's rough. And Rodgers continued to go on to say that the Packer organization didn't treat other teammates correctly. He mentioned Randall Cobb by name. He mentioned Jordy Nelson. He mentioned Clay Matthews, all kind of pushed out of Green Bay before Rodgers wanted them to. He mentioned not even being really consulted in the free agency process. And this blows my mind, and Rodgers hit it right on the head. He said Green Bay is not a free agent destination. You don't go to Green Bay on vacation. What you do is you go to Green Bay to play with me, Aaron Rodgers, and they weren't consulting me, and they weren't using me as a tool to bring in quality free agents. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, love him or hate him, just ripped apart Green Bay and exposed them for what they are, a terrible organization who has been lucky, let's say it again, lucky to have drafted, probably by absolute chance, one of the most talented quarterbacks in NFL history, who has drugged the terrible corpse, or I should say the rotting corpse of the Green Bay Packer organization through the mud to get to winning football, and finally said, I'm tired of this. You've given me one Super Bowl. You give me very little help around me. You've gotten rid of all my friends, and I'm done. And now the Packers, as you heard Aaron Rodgers say, once Rodgers came out and flexed the idea of, hey, I got teams that want to trade for me, they said, whoa, no, we love you. You're the best. We'll give you a little more money. We'll kind of figure things out. And Aaron said, you know what? I'll come back for one more year. It'll be underneath my terms. I want an out next offseason, as he has now in his contract, reportedly. And I want Randall Cobb. And guess what? The Green Bay Packers traded for wide receiver Randall Cobb with the Houston Texans today for a 2022 sixth-round draft pick. I thought it was a great day. I mean, hats off to Aaron Rodgers for exposing what was a terrible franchise and what will probably continue to be a terrible franchise. And good luck to Green Bay. If Rodgers leaves after this season, getting any free agents to go there. Because as he said, you're not going to Green Bay for a vacation. And if Aaron Rodgers isn't there and Jordan Love's a mediocre quarterback, I got better options. I got 31 better options. Maybe 30 if you get Detroit out of there. 30 other options to go to if I'm a free agent and none of them are Green Bay. Dylan, crazy stuff. I still think it's crazy Rodgers is going to play this year for the Packers. Talk about an awkward situation all in all if you're a fan of the yellow and green.
After Aaron Rodgers finished his answer to that question, there should have been this.
Yeah.
He dropped the mic on them folks and ran Green Bay's name through the mud, and I love it. I actually feel bad for Aaron Rodgers now. You know, some people were out there questioning his character and all that stuff. Aaron Rodgers is not the bad guy here.
No.
It's the dumb Green Bay Packers organization. I mean, my goodness. I am so surprised, like you are, that he released all the tea, Thomas. He let it all hang out. He said, yeah, I don't care. This is what happened. They treated me badly. They've treated, you know, Randall Cobb, Clay Matthews, and all them other guys badly, too. They haven't let me in on any of the say of the free agents, which is dumb. I mean, why would you not have
makes
your,
no sense.
Why would you not have your biggest piece out there recruiting folks? I'll go to basketball for this analogy. How did Kevin Durant get to the Golden State Warriors? Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson all recruited him. Why? Because the Warriors let them. Because the Warriors let their star players talk, let them do their magic. Like we've all said, Green Bay, you're not going there for a vacation. You go there to play with Aaron Rodgers. Why not let your star Super Bowl winning quarterback go recruit guys, bring guys in who maybe Aaron Rodgers could, you know, if money's the issue for Green Bay, those bozos, they can, maybe Aaron Rodgers can get them to take a little bit of a pay cut. I mean, not too much, but still, let your quarterback help you. It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, I don't know if it's the way their ownership is set up, but like, is the franchise that dumb?
It's amazing that, and that's the question. Like, yeah, and I think you said it. How do you not let Aaron Rodgers be a part of free agent acquisitions? Like, please explain that to me. It makes absolutely no sense. Either way, crazy press conference. We'll hear more from Aaron Rodgers a little bit later on in hour number three with audio overload. Final stories here, and there were a lot happening today. Dak Prescott left Cowboys practice today with a right shoulder injury. All Cowboy fans collectively gasped as Dak is coming off of major ankle surgery and missed the majority of last year. An MRI on his right shoulder shows a strain, but it's, quote, no serious setback. In other news we mentioned, quarterback Lamar Jackson has tested positive for COVID-19 despite being fully vaccinated and already having COVID during the NFL season this past year. He will go on protocol along with 24 other NFL players today who were all tested, 22 of them with positive COVID-19 tests. Deshaun Watson was on the field for the Houston Texans' first day of training camp. It was a weird day, though. He went out in a red quarterback jersey, took it off once he got onto the field, was just wearing a Texans hoodie, and then at one point was seen catching passes out of the backfield with the scout team running backs. The Deshaun Watson situation is one of the most bizarre situations I've ever seen in the National Football League. You have a guy who has 24 active sexual assault and harassment lawsuits. Active. These are active things. 24, not one, 24. And the NFL came out yesterday and said, yeah, but we're going to let him play until we gather more information. What? And so he's out there. Oh, and he also doesn't want to play for the Houston Texans, but no one wants to trade for a guy with 24 active sexual assault lawsuits, allegations, whatever you want to call them. Keep your eye on Texans camp. You want to talk about a dysfunctional, dumpster fire of an organization right now? Houston fits the bill. They're in a tough spot because of what Watson has done. I mean, this is self-inflicted by Deshaun Watson, but just the team as a whole has got to be in absolute chaos and disarray. Crazy stuff in the NFL. The NFL's back, baby, and it hit a home run out of the park today with news. It's as bizarre as it gets. We'll talk more about it a little bit later on here on this edition of the John Chuck Reese Show. All right, we're out of time. Quick break. We'll come back. What are the biggest storylines going into the NFL season? Dylan and I each have five. We'll see how many of ours are the same and different. Up next, John Chuck Reese Show. Thomas Spot in for Chuck. We roll on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Over in Loganville, you can't get there from here.
Hey, man, Mike Bell here from Dukes and Bell. And catch our take on the headlines every weekday at about 2:20. Get a fresh perspective on what's going on in the world right here on Dukes and Bell on 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, also on the Odyssey app, the John Chuckery Show with you guys for another 2 hours and 40 minutes. What's the number? 11 p.m. on the East Coast. Thomas Montel and Matthews, Day Day Lewis hanging out with you guys as we just wrapped up the NFL quick hits, the Falcons flyover. We got to the news. I want to do a fun segment here. So the NFL season is officially upon us. Like, everyone reported at training camp, everyone was practicing. Like, it's here. And you saw that in our NFL quick hits headlines just about 10 minutes ago, all the different storylines. Dak Prescott, minor injury. Aaron Rodgers rips apart Green Bay. COVID-19 positive test. Caleb McGarrett on the pup list. Like, there's a lot going on. So I thought it'd be interesting for Dylan and I to go back and forth on the five things we're most excited about for this year of the 2021 NFL season. Not just the Falcons, and I have one Falcon one mixed in here, but overall, because this season, I mean, every NFL season is really fun, but this one seems very fun to me. I'm pumped about it. Dylan, let's go back and forth. We're going to go to, I guess, 10, because I have five and you have five. We're going to go quick here. I'll start with my number one. I wanted to mix a Falcon one in here because, obviously, we are Falcon fans in Atlanta. NFL season, what I'm excited for. I'm excited to see this darn Arthur Smith offense I keep hearing so much about. Like, I just cannot wait to see a non-dirt cutter offense with Matt Ryan at the helm, Calvin Ridley and Kyle Pitts on the outside, and Mike Davis at running back. Hopefully, the offensive line gets healthy. But, if I mean, everything we hear, and everything we read about the statistically what Arthur Smith was able to do with the Tennessee Titans is that they were good. And if he can make the Falcons offense good, it's going to be a fun year in the ATL. Give me Arthur Smith offense, the first I'm excited for in 2021.
Ooh, I can't wait to see that Arthur Smith offense, man. And I'm really excited about it, honestly, Thomas, because I think he is not only going to put an emphasis on the run game, because all these coaches say, we want to put an emphasis on the run game. We really want to get the run game going. No, Arthur Smith has proven that he can do it and that he is going to do it. So I think Arthur Smith is actually going to get this run game going now. I know it's not going to be the exact same, and I'm not expecting him to make Mike Davis the rushing champion this season because he's not Derrick Henry. But I still think he is going to have this Falcons offense flying high. all in part because he's actually going to give Matt Ryan a solid run game. I can't wait to see it. Also, I don't think people are talking about this enough about Arthur Smith's offense. We all know what he did with Ryan Tannehill, you know, and Derrick Henry, but Matt Ryan is a better quarterback than Derrick Henry. I mean, not Derrick Henry. Obviously Derrick Henry, but he's also a better quarterback than Ryan Tannehill. What will Arthur Smith open up passing-wise now that he's got a Pro Bowl and a fringe Hall of Fame quarterback in Matt Ryan? What will he pull out that we maybe didn't see in Tennessee, because Ryan Tannehill was a little limited when it came to his arm and, you know, what he could do? So I'm interested in not only him getting the running game going, but also him open up the playbook a little bit more in Atlanta, because he's got a great quarterback.
I agree. All right, so my number one was Arthur Smith. And again, no particular order here. What do you got for me?
My number one thing is a fresh start, Thomas.
There you go.
A fresh start. We got a brand new pair of eyes on the offense, brand new pair of eyes on the defense, a brand new general manager overlooking things, and I'm feeling good about a fresh start. It's like when you come home from either a workout or just a long day at work and you're feeling a little gringy and grimy and slimy. You know, your face isn't really sweaty, but it's a little oily just from the day. And you come back and you take a nice shower and you just feel refreshed. That's how I feel right now about these Atlanta Falcons. I feel refreshed and optimistic because I just feel like this regime is going to do good things. Obviously Arthur Smith has some success in Tennessee as an offensive coordinator. Terry Fontenot had success as doing general manager type duties in New Orleans. And obviously Dean Pees was with Arthur Smith in Tennessee, and they had a very good defense as well. So the track record is there. But also, too, I just got a gut feeling. You know when you got them gut feelings? And my gut feeling has never proven me wrong. So I'm just, number one, happy about a fresh start.
All right, I'm going to go over and get out of the Falcons here quickly, as we're talking about what we're most excited for the NFL season as it basically started today. I'm really excited to see what these next great, I put quotes there, quarterbacks look like this year. Mainly Justin Herbert, Josh Allen, you throw Lamar Jackson in there. We were all wondering, really, the post-Tom Brady, the post-Peyton Manning era, the post-Philip Rivers era, like all these quarterbacks that I grew up watching as kids, Drew Brees, who have been there forever. Well, we started to kind of get the next great guys, Patrick Mahomes, as I said, Herbert, Josh Allen. How big of a next step can they take? Because Herbert and Allen, for instance, were incredible last year. I mean, they were fantastic. Josh Allen was a couple of throws away from a Super Bowl in the AFC title game there. The second round, whatever it was, but he was in the postseason. I'm really excited to see the next great quarterbacks really come into their own and not be the next great quarterbacks anymore, be the great quarterbacks that we expect them to be overall. So give me, on our list of things we're excited for, the next great quarterbacks coming into their own this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready to see it. I'm ready to see these young guys shine, including hopefully Deshaun Watson when he gets this whole thing cleared up. And, I mean, I hope the allegations are not true. Like I said, I don't want to get too far into it, but hopefully, you know, they're not true and he really didn't do those things. And, you know, either way it goes, I include Deshaun Watson in the list. That's of fair. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. I'm ready to see these young dudes shine. It's good to have a new crop of quarterbacks. And some exciting quarterbacks, too. I mean, Patrick Mahomes can do it all. Lamar Jackson, you know, obviously he's got the great running ability, and hopefully he can keep adding to that passing game, which I feel like is slowly but surely starting to get better. Josh Allen, cannon of an arm, but also can get some tough yards, too, with his legs. So I'm just ready to see this new crop of quarterbacks, like you said, Trevor Lawrence, too. So it's really interesting and really, again, refreshing to see these new faces come in here and be great.
I totally agree. What do you got for me next year as we keep going on both of our lists of what we're excited for in the NFL season?
I'm keeping this one Falcons related for my number two. You touched on Arthur Smith's offense. I'm ready for Dean Pees' defense. Dean Pees sounds like a wild man when it comes to defense. That's my type of man on defense. He said he's going to blitz from everywhere. Everybody better be ready to blitz. And, well, Dean Pees, you got me ready to blitz and come off the edge and sack, you know, Jameis Winston or Sam Darnold or whoever. So I'm excited to see what Dean Pees can do with this defense. It's going to be challenging. He's going to have to do a lot with this young defense. But, you know, the pieces are there. Debo's there. Grady's there. Foye Luikin's there as well. So I'm feeling good about Dean Pees' defense, and I'm excited to see what he can do. So that's got to be my number two.
He has his work cut out for him, that's for sure. And if he can squeeze – more out of this defense than, I mean, really Dan Quinn has been able to do. And I guess Raheem Morris the past couple of years, that'll be a positive for me. I'm going to give you a weird one here that Falcon fans might scratch their head at, but it's true. I'm super excited to see Matthew Stafford in a Rams jersey. Like I've always respected and liked Matthew Stafford, obviously at Georgia, but he was always in Detroit. And it's like, what did he ever have? You know, talking about Aaron Rodgers complaining about never having pieces. How about Matt Stafford in Detroit? Oh, he had Calvin Johnson. He had Lord Megatron. That's it, right? Name another decent Lion over the course of Matthew Stafford's entire career. Now he goes to arguably the greatest offensive mind currently in the National Football League in Sean McVay. The best defense, maybe the best defense in football. I mean, you talk about two of the best defensive players and Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. They have a great offense. They did lose Cam Akers. That's going to be tough, but I'm just really pumped to see Matthew Stafford in a Rams jersey this year. I have no tie to Stafford. I could care less about the Rams. I just think they're going to be a really fun team in a really fun division, the NFC West.
I'm happy for my guy, Matt Stafford. Obviously a Georgia boy and went to the University of Georgia. So, you know, obviously I'm a Falcons fan first, a Falcons guy first. So I'm not rooting for the Rams, you know, unless maybe the Falcons are out of it. I hope not. But, you know, I wouldn't be mad if, you know, the Falcons lose in, like, the wild card divisional round and the Rams end up making it to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl. Because, you know, Matt, he's got those Georgia ties. So I'm happy for Matt Stafford. And it is going to be super exciting to see what he can do with actually a great team around him and all those weapons. Like you said, I wish he would have been able to have Cam Akers at his disposal, but still, the Rams are going to be fun to watch this season.
I totally agree. All right, so Rondi, you're number three, right? What do you got?
The Saints are going through a rebuild, Thomas. I love to see it. I hope the Saints stink this year, man, and I can't wait to hopefully watch the New Orleans Aints fall all over their face and hopefully finish last in this division, this NFC South. I'm excited about that. I hope Jameis Winston throws 40 interceptions this season. So I'm excited to watch New Orleans Saints not be an NFC South favorite or a Super Bowl contender. I'm excited to hopefully see the New Orleans Saints fall on their face and go through a rebuild.
I think that they will. We talked about this yesterday, right? They have Jameis who, I mean, maybe he's going to be good this year. I don't know. What about not having Michael Thomas? And then the defense is a year older, and they didn't really have free agent money to spend. I agree. I think the Saints can be the worst team in this division. I really believe that, especially without Michael Thomas. Like, load the box, slow down Alvin Kamara, and move on. All right, my number four here, in no particular order. I'm going to be real with you. We've had a lot of really good rookie quarterbacks that have come in the NFL the past couple of years. And again, most guys who are rookies will at least be semi-decent, but they're not going to be like, let's go to the playoffs decent. Like, how many good rookie quarterbacks have gone to the postseason besides, like, Andrew Luck? I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be a baller this year. And I know he went to Clemson, and I know that we're not big Clemson fans here in Atlanta. Maybe some of them are because it's not that far away. I think Trevor Lawrence, and honestly, I think the Jacksonville Jaguars could be a lot of fun. I think the Jaguars might be one of the best first draft picks in the NFL the following year to actually be decent. I think Urban Meyer is going to do a good job. They had a crazy good draft, a great offseason. I'm a Tim Tebow fan. I can't lie. I'm excited to see him compete for a tight end spot. I think Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars, if you want an AFC team that has no impact on the Atlanta Falcons to be interested in, I'm really pumped to see what Jacksonville does this season.
And it's interesting you say that, Thomas, because the Jacksonville Jaguars could remind us a lot of the 2008 Falcons. You talked about quarterbacks that went to the postseason their first year. That was Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
And they had a high draft pick, obviously going through that, you know, terrible season of, you know, not having Michael Vick and, you know, all that stuff going through that. Matt Ryan got him back to the postseason. They went on to obviously lose to the eventual NFC champion Cardinals. But still, the Jacksonville Jaguars could be very exciting. And like you said, they could have a quick turnaround because some pieces are still there. So watch out for Trevor Lawrence and the Jags. They could, you know, if not make the postseason, at least spoil some team seasons.
Could be an interesting division as well, especially if Deshaun Watson is not there. All right, we're almost done here on our list of what we're excited for in the NFL season. Give me your number four.
My number four is very personal.
Okay.
I am doing everything in my power to make sure I am in the building for Eagles-Falcons week one.
Yes.
Even if I got to stay and leave and make sure I come back for the Falcons flyover to do with you because I love doing that, I at least got to see that game in Mercedes-Benz for my own eyes. Not only because I'm a diehard Falcons fan, it's because I want to be able to talk a little trash, Thomas. I want to be able to talk a little smack during the game because my girlfriend is a diehard Eagles fan, and we went to the game in 2018, And you know who came out on top. You know who got to talk the most trash that game.
I know.
So I'm excited to do that again.
You know, I'm actually trying to be in the building for that game as well. So maybe we're going to see each other as want to see what the Falcons can do against Philadelphia. I think it's a fun rivalry. I think the Eagle-Falcon rivalry that we've seen with the postseason during the Eagles Super Bowl run. You mentioned that game on Sunday Night Football Week 2. What was it? Last year, 2 years ago, whatever it was, that was a great matchup. I think we're both going to try to be there, and then that means both of us, you know, race back to the studio to do the Falcons flyover. All right, my final one, I'll make it quick here. I think I'm most excited for the post-COVID NFL. And I know COVID's still happening, and you know, the vaccination rate and all that, you know, jazz that's happening out there, but the stadium's going to be at 100%. The majority of players are vaccinated. We're not going to have any sort of crazy COVID outbreaks, I don't think. I'm excited for fans in the stands and for stuff to be back to normal. We have like 30 seconds, so give me yours quickly here, your final one.
To make it easy, that was my number five.
Too. I love it.
Having fans in the stands, not only is it going to make it better in person, it's going to make it better watching too, honestly, because, I mean, it was kind of dry watching NFL games with no fans in the pumped in crowd noise. It's just not the same. So just overall, it's going to be a better experience of consuming NFL football this season.
Hopefully it's going to be a packed Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I mean, the Falcons got to win games to do that. We'll see what happens. I'll be there for the first weekend. Hopefully you will be as well, Dylan. All right, quick break. We're going to roll back in with a great interview from Harry Douglas in the morning show. That's up next as the John Trippi Show rolls on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
It's Hugh Douglas from The Morning Show. Thanks for listening to us every weekday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Man, it's so fun having actual NFL stuff to talk about. Like, July is normally a dry month in National Football League. And it wasn't that bad because the Aaron Rodgers stuff that was going on. But in reality, you know, you sit there, it's like July 7th. It's like, what NFL news is happening? Nothing. Well, guess what? The NFL's gone crazy today. It's gone crazy this week. And most importantly, our Falcons are up at Flowery Branch, and they will start with their first practice tomorrow and their first open practice to you guys, the fans, on Saturday morning. Harry Douglas, the former Falcon who's been to plenty of training camps, was on with the morning show, guys. And I was driving into my other job and loved this interview as they just dive into what it looks like to be a player at training camp as well as expectations as well. Hugh's first question I really like. What was Harry most focused on back in the day and his first week at each training camp he went to?
I'd say the fundamentals, the basic fundamentals, man. Getting back to the basics, you know, you coming in that first week, you've had a lot of time off, but usually the first week, I'll say usually the first three practices are more so tailored toward the defense because offensively you're just installing quick game and short little intermediate things. So usually the defense always balls out that first, I'll say, three to four practices. Now after that, that's when you see the ball flowing through the air and those receivers going up, basically mossing defenders. And sometimes they don't even moss them; they just walk in the end zone. But that first 3 or 4 days is all tailored to the defense because you got to understand those guys are running around and reacting. The offense is trying to catch their rhythm those first few days.
You know, I gotta believe that, Harry, when fans go to practices out of Flowery Branch and something like a handoff happens, people are going to be cheering, oh, running the ball. There's going to be some differences here between the previous coaching staff and the new coaching staff, obviously. The emphasis on the running game is one area of focus, double tight ends. But I'm really kind of curious as to see how that defense lines up with Dean Pease and what he does to maximize the talent that he has out there to improve. Because whatever the Falcons do, Harry, this year, going to rise and fall on the ability of that defense not to collapse late in games.
Well, I'll tell you this. One thing I do know is Dean Pease, from talking to him from the time I was out there at practice, he's excited and he's ready to go. The year off for him, he really missed football, and I even had a chance to talk to his wife as well. So she's even excited about this season. So I'm looking for this defense to make plays, but I'm looking for a variety of different things, right? Dean Pease, I know he's done his homework on all his players defensively and putting those guys in the right positions to execute and make plays, right? Never putting those guys in a position to exploit their weaknesses, but always to thrive on their strengths and make plays that way.
Talking with Harry Douglas as we get ready for Falcons camp out at Flowery Branch. Harry, let's expand the convo a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other headlines in the NFL, get your thoughts on them, because you and I were talking this morning about, would you make a trade for Deshaun Watson right now? The Texans threw it out there kind of, I guess, through third parties that it might take something like 5 draft picks and 3 number ones to get him. Look, he's a special player, but would you give that kind of up? Or is that too high a risk, given the fact that we still don't know what the NFL is going to do or what the NFL investigation will show? I mean, you know, I don't know why this is taking so long, frankly, but is it too high a risk to give up that kind of, price tag for a guy that suddenly could be in trouble and we don't know?
Well, first of all, I don't think the Texans have been very smart in this situation. If you was going to trade Deshaun Watson, you should have done it when he first requested for the trade. Then you probably could have got everything you're asking for. Now, with the circumstances leading now, I don't know if you're going to be able to get everything that you're asking for because there's so much unknown on what the commissioner is going to do. Is he actually going to be playing this year? And that whole ordeal, or is he going to be suspended? So I think the Texans kind of dropped the ball in this situation, because if they were going to trade him, they should have did it early versus trying to do it late. I don't know what ball game they're trying to play right here, and wait until training camp starts to say they're going to start listening to offers to trade Deshaun Watson. But what the ideal situation should have been is when he said he did not want to be there. That's when you should have traded him. Therefore, you could have got whatever you wanted for him.
Speaking of situations in football and fallouts and everything, how do you think this possibility of forfeiting paychecks is going to go because you didn't get vaccinated? You think that's going to be a big issue this coming up football season?
Hey, Hugh, my best thing is I'm going to say I encourage people to get vaccinated, man. You know what I mean? Because I think it's the best thing to do. I think it's the best thing we can get back to normalcy. Mm-hmm. Not to the way it was before the COVID hit, but at least a step closer to doing what we want to do. And that's going out with our friends, having the ability. From a football standpoint, I want to be vaccinated because I don't want to be isolated. I don't want to be in isolation because we've seen the year that COVID had the impact it had on so many people last year, happened to be isolated, being at home for so long. You've seen at some point it plays on your mental capacity. But for players on road games, if you're not vaccinated, you got to stay isolated in your room in the hotel room. You got to have your food up there. You basically can't do anything. If you're vaccinated, you get to go out to dinner, you get to see people, you get to see family, do all those things. You don't have to be on a short leash. And at the same time, being vaccinated, it's going to help protect people around you and yourself as well. So I don't see what the problem is about people getting a vaccination. I do some things with Peach State Health Plan, and we just had a panel discussion at Morehouse School of Medicine about vaccination and misconceptions. There's so many misconceptions. And then when you're going around talking to people and you're asking them why they aren't getting the vaccination, some of the answers aren't even I'm laughing inside because it's, some of the things they say is just terrible to me.
You can say I say it for your head because it really ain't you say it. It's just stupid. Like some of the reasons they give are just stupid.
Yeah.
Just stupid reasons. Yes.
Hugh and Harry, I have a question since you brought it up, Hugh, on this subject for both of you, since you were both veterans, you're both long-term players, both star players. The Bucs and the Steelers are practicing with red wristbands and yellow wristbands. Red wristbands for players that are vaccinated yellow wristbands for players not vaccinated. How does that make you feel that we're talking about? I mean, I'm just curious. I'll let you guys speak to it because I'm not a former player. Harry, you can go first, and Hugh, I want you to jump in here. How do you feel about this?
Well, first I'm going to say this, though. Let me say this. So, for so many, and I'm just going to be honest about how I put it. For so many years, right, people can go out there. I know this is a radio station, but I'm just going to keep it real this morning. You can go out there and meet someone at the bar and
yeah, I know where you're going.
go do things with them unprotected and risk getting AIDS and STDs and all this stuff and risk killing yourself. Or you can go to a bar, have drinks, and then get in a car and drink and drive and risk killing multiple people. Doing all these things, but you're going to tell me you don't want to take a vaccination? Can somebody make it make sense to me? Because it don't make sense to me.
Out there you taking penitentiary chances in them streets, but you don't want to get vaccinated.
You can take all these painkillers that can, at the end of the day, at some point, kill you, but you don't want to get a vaccination? Make it make sense to me, Hugh, because it don't make sense to me.
Listen, man, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to get my last shot Wednesday, and I'm done. But the reason why I just waited, because I felt like, hey, I'm here by myself for the most part. But in order for me to be a productive citizen in society, and if I want to move around freely like I wanted to, we talked about this years ago. Do what I have to do. That's basically what it is. I'm doing what I have to do to get back to normal. And for that year that we were dealing with COVID, working from home, I didn't really have to go anywhere. So I was chilling. But now I'm trying to integrate myself back into society, and if this is what I have to do to make others feel safe around me and to be safe, then so be it. And I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to take it a step further. I'm going to still wear a mask. I'm going to still wear a face covering just because.
Yep.
So when you – and then on bottom line is this, John. Anything that affect – and I told Underboss this. I am not doing anything that is going to affect my bottom line. And if that, that's just how it is. And if that anybody else feels any other kind of way, I mean, hey, do what's best for you. But when you start talking about messing with my bottom line, and I mean financially, no, I'm not about to do that. No, that ain't about to happen.
It'll be interesting to see, you know, players. Is there any issue with the whole wristband thing? I'm kind of curious.
I would say, John, it's funny. To me, it's kind of funny.
I don't think it's it's an issue with it. It's just the fact that you're identifying who's vaccinated, who's not.
Yeah, I mean, but it's your business is in the streets.
You may catch a slant and see a defender with a wristband who's not vaccinated. Maybe like, oh, I got to dodge him. You got to cut the other way. Just messing around, playing around. But I don't know. But all seriousness, though, I think everyone should get vaccinated. I don't see the issue. And like I said, I'm an advocate for it. I do things with Peach State Health Plan, and we talk about these things and try to ease the conversations with people when it comes to getting them vaccinated. But it's just crazy to me that it's taken so long for so many people to get vaccinated in a country where you can prevent things from happening at a certain stage in your life when it comes to COVID-19.
Yeah, I'm vaccinated. Been vaccinated a long time, and so I agree with you on those points. And, you know, and again, of course, I would say it's a personal decision as to whether or not you're going to do it. And the NFL has made it clear. You know, the Tier 1 employees, the coaches, and the front office personnel must be vaccinated.
You can't even be around the team unless you got vaccinated, right? Man. Exactly. Hey, listen.
That's what I'm saying. Like, think about this, Hugh. And I was the type of guy on road trips, well, even home games, that the receivers, we love to go out to dinner. No matter what family you have in town, all of us have to go out to dinner together. If you have family, you have to bring them, right? We're used to doing things together. We play cards together. We do everything together to build that team camaraderie. But if you're not vaccinated, how are you even going to do that? Because you have to be isolated from everybody else.
Yeah, you can't party. You can't kick it with the fellas. Yeah.
No. Last year, listen, trust me. Listening to players last year was miserable for them. Yes, they love football. But dealing with COVID last year without a vaccination and this whole night was miserable for a lot of players, and not just players, but personnel, people as well. So the best thing for us to do and people to do in this world, in this country, is to get vaccinated.
Well, Harry, I do appreciate it. Best of luck to you on your mission on that. And here it is. It's camp time, Harry. Let's play some football.
I know that's right. I'm so glad it's here. I've been watching film this morning. I'm about to go take my daughter to her orientation because she's our big girl school.
All right. Congratulations.
Appreciate it, bro.
All right. Thanks, Harry.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.